Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry, featuring V-O-T-T-Y, Voices of the True Israelites. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH, Proper Pronunciation, Yahweh, through His people, Israel. So we just gonna scroll out on the international side and see who all join us for another episode, part number 45. And we'll look at the international countries that have logged in to this broadcast, and all the slots is filled. And when all the slots is filled, that's 195 countries have a representative in for case number 45. And what's flashing out of New York? New York, what's flashing? 1-1-0-0-1-2. 1-1-0-1-2. Well, whatever 1-1-0-0-1-2 is, we'll leave it like that, and the elder will tell you all about it. And one thing about it, Steve Ray, we come on this broadcast 6 nights a week for one reason: to enlighten the scattered Israelites, to get them back on their position that was given to them that they agreed on to do back in Exodus chapter 19. So that's our only goal, Steve Ray, is to wake up the scattered 12 tribes of Israel in the brain to get back to the promise that your forefathers made. And you said to him, all that you say, Almighty One, we will do. And we will be obedient. That's what we said. And we also want to look at a end-time prophecy about the countries that have geared up to do their part in the Bible. We know. It's a long series, see, right here. Like I said again, and when we get through this broadcast, we'll be on Power Talk Us Alone. All right, so we're going to bring in the elder, Mr. Tibbs, can tell you all about the broadcast, and then we'll take it from there. But so let's see if we find the elder, Mr. Tibbs, and bring him in. And one thing about it, when you meet the elder, with a loud voice you say, elder, Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be your seed, right?
And Yahweh bless you, seer Israel, of seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, elder. Well, I got a lot of memos coming in. I see the deck is stacking. WCC, I'm still talking real big time already. 195 international countries, they all logged in. 1-1-0-0-1-2 is flashing. So whatever 1-1-0-0-1-2 is, we'll leave it up to you. You take it from there. You're on the clock. Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Well, first of all, once again, Yahweh bless you, seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. It looks like one of those numbers is almost hard to pronounce again. We got so many people attending, and that's a good thing. Looks like it's 111,012 listeners, which is good. That means a lot of people have came to hear the words of Yahweh. So, you know, we need this very much, the words of Yahweh, because we find there's a lot of deception out there, even deception trying to get next to us, even on the righteous day, like the Sabbath. And that brings me to speak about on the Sabbath day. We all know this is a righteous day of Yahweh. We're told by scriptures what is to be worn, and that this day is a righteous day for worship, worshiping Yahweh. But you would not expect that anyone would come on this day, would look for confusion, blasphemy, or wrongfully loud bump the gums action. But unfortunately, things of this nature happens. Since Yahweh is not the author of confusions, you have to think, steps must be righteously taken to to protect any temple that worships Yahweh from such actions. So an example, we look at Isaiah chapter 26, verse 20. 20 says, "Come, my people, enter into thy chambers. Shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself, if it was for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed." Indignation is the big word for wrongful disturbance. So this is done because Yahweh doesn't influence bad teachings. We go with true teachings because the Yahweh of this world does everything that you might expect. Yahweh this whole world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4, 4 says, "In whom the Yahweh of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Yahweh the Son, who is in the image of Yahweh, should shine unto them." Well, what that means that Mr. Satan is a pretty good disguiser, as disguising himself as the righteous one. So to help protect you and guide you through these dark times of Christianity and bad teaching, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's words, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and as I said, keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you found out what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days that we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That class starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on that search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just on the big line, you'll see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar is well explained in biblical detail by Scripture, what they are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this feature is only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. This time, type on the search line three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You know, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Once again, type in the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Tribe Yahdah. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, after the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously broadcasting on Pal Talk. This is where Yahuwah's story will continue. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs and Seer Israel Riding Shotguns. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Rock Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, it says, 33, for Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace and all covenants of the saints. We have to keep our scriptures in mind, as I was saying at the beginning of our program, because you are always surrounded by those trying to win the bump the gums contest. And what happens? You miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. We're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. That's why when we read the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26, 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So we can find out that this verse is true. Let's keep your Bibles open. Take notes. We'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right there, Elder Mr. Till, that was excellent again, and we'll catch you on the bottom part and for your closing statement before we get to your Pal Talk room. So that's what it's all about. All right, another fine audience. And one thing about it is this ministry is aimed to put us on the right track. A lot of information have been hid from us, and we're going to let the Bible unfold some things, even in relationships, how things happen according to the Almighty's will. So that's why we have to be clear. We must always be in a position to get a word from the Almighty, because sometimes we wonder why things happen. That's because he makes a lot of statements. That's why we have to stay, but we always hear a good word. If we hear a good word, we be know how to position ourselves at the time appointed. We'll leave it like that, and we go and find Brother Yahdai Israel and bring him in. And we'll see what we can get going on for another episode, part number 45. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahuwah bid you see right.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. See Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Father, Brother Yahdai Israel. One thing we are clear about, we know about the great big feast day. is only 2 weeks away, so 7 months, the first, so around about whatever it is, September 30th when the sun set is a feast day for the children of Israel. So one thing about it is prepare you, it's a feast day coming up. And that's when all Israelites gather together for the feast day that he got written. Matter of fact, let's take a look at that real quick to make sure we're on point before we even get us from Luke 12:12 about what do the Almighty got as on the agenda in Leviticus 23. Take a look at that before we do some Luke 12:12. Let's take a look at exactly what's going on in Leviticus 23:1-3. Let's find out what's going on there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So get your Bibles out. I got a couple of my brothers there all on the network too, so get some Bibles out and read back, and you'd be surprised exactly what you will hear coming out tonight's lesson. Just read back a little bit and go grab that old, dust the old Bible off a minute and just read back, and we'll see exactly what he got in store for each and every one that got an ear to hear. So go to Leviticus 23 and pick up verse 1, 2, and 3 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what that says before we get off into the broadcast course. One thing about it, in 2 weeks, this man got something on the table that he set up. Let's see what he got according to Leviticus 23:1-3.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse number 1, 2. Verse number 3 reads, Book of Leviticus 23, verse number 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the family of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be righteous, convocation, even these are my feasts. Verse number 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the 7 day of the Sabbath of rest, righteous assembly, shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
Mm-hmm. So skip down to verse 23:24-38, and we'll leave it right there. How about verse 23:24-38? Let's talk about it, and we'll leave it right there. Leviticus, in the 23rd chapter. Pick at verse 23:24-38. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Leviticus, chapter 23:23. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 24, speak unto the family of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, in the 1st day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial blowing of the trumpet, a righteous assembly.
And it's a righteous gathering. Excellent. And that is a righteous gathering. The convocation is called a righteous gathering. So on the feast days, this will be a high Sabbath day. So all feast days of the Almighty is a righteous gathering. It's not a hell-raising day. It's a day that you put your mind on him, then he'll kick in. So that's why he gave us a special day. And especially he gave us our feast days, you know, like, the world got days like Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Father's Day. You know, that's outside of the Bible. But he gave you something inside of the Bible. So once you come to know yourself, matter of fact, in the book of Thomas, what do you say about that? In third chapter, it says, once you become to know yourself, in the book of Thomas, there, Brother Yahdai Israel, it tells you something. See, Thomas is one of the disciples called the followers of the Almighty. He picked him 12 men. Then he pulled Thomas to the side and looked him eyeball to eyeball. And he said something to him. Let's see what he said to Thomas there, Brother Yahdai Israel, on tape 45. So he asked Thomas, he said, come here, Thomas. It's 12 of y'all sitting over here, but I want you to come here. You come a minute. I got something to tell you. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Thomas, chapter, verse number 3 reads, Now why the Son said, those who lead you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. They say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh, the Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty.
See, we have to know ourselves. See, once we know ourselves, then we able to govern our family right, once we know ourselves. Because in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, and skip down to 12 to 14. So we have to know ourselves, but who are we? We can ask 99.5%, hey, brother, sister, who are you? Well, you will say everything, but you would never be able to go in the book and put on no case. You have to know who you are, because when you have a leadership position, the family can fall because you don't have the right information. And that's why it's so important to know your role. If you know your role, then everything will trickle down through the protocol of the Mighty One. But it starts by you knowing who you are and your responsibility. Let's see what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, we'll skip down to 12 through 14. Take your time there, Brother Yahweh Israel. That's as far as I'm going. And we'll get us from Luke chapter 12, verse 12. So I'm good for a couple of verses every now and then. And as far as I'm going, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, 12 through 14. What does it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Because
2
Timothy 3, verse 1. Verse number 12 through 14 reads, Book of 2 Timothy 3, verse number 1. Just know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 12. In all that we live, Yahweh and Yahweh the Son shall suffer persecution. Verse 13. But evil men and women and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14. But continue in the things that thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing to whom thou hast learned them.
Mm-hmm. Continue and make sure you learn from those that have the understanding of the Bible. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Take 45, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. See, we don't come on this broadcast speaking our own mind, because we speak our own mind. My mind might be not right for the day. I might have something on my mind. So he said, no. When you're dealing with my word, you speak my word. And that's the key. Because we know what it says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. We know what it says in verse 4 and verse 6. What it says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4 and 6. So let's see what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4 and 6. What does it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Deuteronomy 8, verse 4 and verse number 6 reads, Book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 4 and verse number 6. Verse number 4. Thy raiment wax not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell thee 40 years. Verse number 6. For thou shalt keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh your Yahweh, to walk in his way and to fear him.
Mm-hmm. You keep his Torah instructions. Why so? Why we got to do this? Verse 3. Listen good. Listen good. Why do we got to keep this Torah instruction in the first five books? Why do we got to do it? Verse 3.
Verse number 3. He humbled you, suffered you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you knew is not. Neither did your father know, that he might make you know that man and woman does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahuwah, the man and woman live.
So we got to be clear, man live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of your mighty one. So man, listen man, you don't live by you have learned a decent education and now you got a job in the system. That ain't what man live by. Man got to make sure he's focused on the Almighty's word. You must be focused on, and you got to make a calling through his word. Why so? Let's run to Sirach chapter 3, verse 9. Let me show you why so. Man, listen, man. If you are man, listen, man, to what Sirach says, and this book was in your regular book, but in 1885, the Protestant church pulled out 14 books. So when you look in your Bible for Sirach, you say, well, I ain't got no Sirach. Because in 1885, the Protestant church snapped these books out of your book, which is 14 books. They didn't want you to know these things, but now things have been, it's being revealed to you by making the effort to come on this broadcast and listen to the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. Every camp can teach, they do teach the same way, one way. So whatever you closer to, call for details, get in to one of the camps and sit down with big ears and a little mouth and have the right spirit on you, and then he will direct your path. And you'd be surprised how you be able to focus more clear, because what will be removed from you. Hold that point. Let's run to St. John chapter 9, verse 25. See, this is what you want to be removed from you. And I'm saying something. A lot of times we think we have a mountain of problems. It's nothing but a mold. Once you stay in contact and chain to the six anointed camps are voices of the true Israelite. Spirit led from him. We don't know where they're going. But I'll tell you one thing. When you stand back off of it, it'll help your brains. What you reading that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of St. John 9, verse 25 reads, the answer said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
I was blind, but now I see. See, I was blind, and now I see. I didn't know Proverbs says in the 16th chapter 1, 2, 3, 4. I didn't even know Proverbs was a book. Proverbs chapter 16, 1, 2, 3, 4. See, I was blind, but now I see. And listen, Steve Roy, he's not talking about blind like a bag over your eyes on the expressway. He means blind with the understanding about who you are and your responsibility. Before you read that, now let's go back to Sirach again, 3 verse 9. Because this something, man, you must understand, man. Hey, man, you got to understand this, man. 3 verse 9. Listen to what he says in the book of Sirach at 3 verse 9. He's talking to man. What did he tell man in Sirach 3 verse 9?
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse number 9 reads, Sirach 3, verse number 9. For the blessing of the father established the family of children, but the curse of the mother would have out the foundation.
Yeah, she tell the man, he said, man, listen, man, Do you know if you don't know your position, you hold up the blessing of your family by not knowing your position, man. And when you go contrary to not knowing man's position, you just remove the blessing of your family by not knowing that man's supposed to make the decision, because your father gave you the decision to make. In Genesis chapter, when he created this man, in Genesis chapter 2, this is what he told man. Matter of fact, this man was his son. And you know the greatest legacy you can leave to your son, man, the proper information that they can read, not the way they carry themselves, no, what the Almighty got written. So imagine you got a son. He said, what could I leave him to keep him on the right track? That's why man got to understand the only thing you leave him, anything you leave him outside of that, you know, a curate, not leaving your home. If he don't pay his taxes, he's going to lose it. Huh? You might leave him $5,000-$10,000 in here. If his mind ain't right, he's going to lose it. But you know what you can steal in your son? You know what you can steal in your daughter, man? The foundation, what the Almighty said. This is what you leave to your loved ones. Let's see what he says over here in the second chapter, verse 19 down to verse 21. Listen good. Especially my two brothers that's on the network. I got two brothers on the network. They all is. I want you to listen to what is getting ready to be said right here in 2:19 down to verse 21. What did it say there, brother Yahdai Israel?
Because Genesis chapter 2, number 19 to 21 reads. Book of Genesis 2, verse number 19. And out of the ground, Yahweh formed every beast of the field, every fowl of the air, brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was a name thereof. Verse number 20. And Adam gave name to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a help meet for him. Verse 21. And Yahweh called a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. He took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh. Instead, they're up.
Mm-hmm. What the next verse say? And what the next verse say there, Brother Yahdai? So we see that the Almighty brought him something. He laid him down to sleep, then he's taking a rib out of him. So that woman came from the man, rib. Listen to me carefully. Woman came from the man's rib. So a woman to you is your rib. And if you know you get punched in your rib, you're going to hurt. So keep that in your mind. Woman is your rib. And what happened next? The next verse.
Verse number 22. And the rib which Yahweh had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man.
And what happened next? And what happened? Now you see what we're saying? And what happened next? So all this going on to this man. All this is going on. And what's the next verse that happened?
Verse 23. And Adam said, this is not bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
So now what you all learned out of that? So woman came out of man. That's why woman is of the man. A woman is of the man. See that thing right here? Is you listening to me? So woman came from the man, meaning woman is of the man and woman is for the man. Did you catch that? The woman that you're looking at from you, and she is of you. That's why she called one man, because she was taken from you. And her duties is to be a helpmeet to you. This is the foundation of the Almighty's creation. When Yahweh's son was down there talking to his son Adam, he laid the precedence for his son. The woman come from your rib. She, her duties is to be a helpmeet to you. That's why she called one man, because she came from you. Do you understand that, man? Woman came from you. That means you supposed to understand that, listen, woman, you came from me. That's why you call one man, and that's why you get my name. I don't get your name. You get my name, meaning you are possession to me. See, this is the kind of information we need to have, because once we get right with our mighty one and he can recognize us, then he going to deliver us. But we have to know our role. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Especially my old two brothers. You listen to me real carefully. That's on the network. Along with this 100-1-1-10-0-0-9 right now. Let me tell you something. You got to understand what this Bible's saying. And you have to get in your place. Listen to me carefully. And what the place you got to get to. So Paul pulled his verse. Now, what we just got through reading in Genesis, on the way on the right side of the book, Paul pulled what we just got through reading. And Paul says something in the 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Look what he says in verse number 3 and 8 and 9. Let's see real carefully what he says. So when you make a decision, you have to have these rules and regulations. Because if you don't establish your family, then the blessing will not be there. I don't care if you can find your $10. What you want, the blessing of the Almighty over your family. And how you do it? By understanding your role in a relationship that the Almighty set up from Genesis 2, 19 to 20-some. Then Paul pulled that verse in the 11th chapter. He pulled that verse. Now he's talking to the northern kingdom that was scattered. He found the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes, members of them, they were scattered. And he looked in eyeball to eyeball and told them something. And let's all look at it together, what he said. Let's see what he says in 11, verse 3 and 8 and 9.
Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse number 3, verse number 8, and verse number 9 reads. Book of 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father. Verse number 8. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Verse 9. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman was the man.
You understand that? When you look at your rib, you have to be clear to know one thing. She was created for you. That's why you got to make sure you are a Sirach 37. 12 through 15. See, that's why it's so important to understand something. And when you understand these things, you will say, well, now I see where my arrows at, because I walked away from my two verse five of Revelation. Some I did. Speaking of verse 3, like 3, 4, and 5. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 2, 3, 4, and 5, what do we say? It's something that I did, and I forgot this. Revelation 2:2 down to verse 5. What is saying? Revelation 2:2 down to verse 5.
Book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 2 through 5 reads. Book of Revelation 2, verse 2. I know your works and your labor, and your patience, and how you canst not bear them which are evil. Thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them like, verse 7:3. That's born and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Verse 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Verse 5. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of its place, except you repent.
So
you
see the man saying? He said, listen, I got something against you. He goes, see, you have left your first love. And when I got something against you, I don't forget about it. Because when you leave your first love, see, right? Do you know what your first love is? Do you know, hey, man, I'm talking to man. Hey, man, do you know what your first love is? Let's go to St. John chapter 14:14. And 15, 21, and 24. And find out what is your, let's see, do you remember your first love? Hey, man, I'm talking to you, man. I got a couple brothers on that board. And I'm talking to you, too. You part of you, man, right? Talking to you. I'm reading over here. And 14, 15, 21, and 24, St. John. What did say that, brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 14, 15, 21, and 24 reads. Book of St. John 14, verse 14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 15. If you love me, keep my Torah instructions. Verse 21. You shall have my Torah instructions and keep it them. It is them that loveth me, and they that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love them, who will manifest myself to them. Verse 24, you see that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. The words which you hear is not mine, but Yahweh the Father.
He said the words I'm saying, he said it's not mine, and you're like the same thing we try to tell you. The words we're saying is not mine. It's not mine. So probably Galatians 4:16 don't come across your mind. What it says in Galatians 4:16?
The book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse number 16 reads. Book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse number 16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
Mm-hmm. It's not mine. All we're doing is comment after verses read. He said the same thing in 7:16 of St. John. See, he says these things, and guess what? The same spirit that you hear the six anointed camp have, you can have it too. But you got to remember where you have fallen from. And he said, and now he was there before the great big temple of Southern Kingdom and whatever I just said, then I'm slipping my mind, but. You remember that brother Yahdai Israel? Something we said. And listen to what he says again when the religious leaders try to crowd him in. They got all close to him. And then he said something to him. What he said to him, brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of St. John 7, verse number 16 reads, Yahweh the Son answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me.
He said, his doctrine is not mine. It's his, just in me. And the same thing we're trying to tell you. You know, and then when you precept the word doctrine, you know, what is that doctrine? It's not mine. See, then you'll learn how to precept your Bible. And when you sit around your grandbabies, your sons, your daughters, your kinfolks, this is the thing that you want them to always understand. This doctrine is not mine. But you don't know what in the world you talking about. This doctrine is not mine. And you can't talk a good game. Talk is over with now. You got to know how now to sit down with somebody and say, what is the definition of doctrine? Let's even say as a doctrine, the definition of doctrine. The doctrine ain't mine. We go on to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 and see what is you saying about this doctrine is not mine. Let's precept that to Proverbs. And listen to what he's saying to man. He's talking to man again. Hey, man. Hey, man. He's talking to you again, man. 4:1-2, what did he say?
The book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 1, verse number 2 reads. Book of Proverbs 4, verse number 1. Hear you, children, the instructions of a father, and attend to know understand. Verse 2. For I give you good doctrine, forsake you not my Torah instructions.
Ain't that something? Forsake you not my first five books. So you see what you're going to tell your offspring? I'm going to give you good doctrine. Oh, I thought you were going to give me $5, $10. No, I might give you that after this. But first thing you're going to do, you're going to hear some good doctrine. Forsake not. Forsake not the first five books. Now, if you tell your offspring that, take not the first five books. Now, you just gave your loved one some great advice. Father, hey, man. Now, you just told your loved one some great stuff. Take not my Torah instruction. Go to 2 Ezra chapter 2. Now, we go on to 2 Ezra chapter 2 and pick it around by verse 35 and 40. So listen, don't forsake my doctrine. And we found the doctrine is not the sons, it's the fathers. And then he passed it down to the seers, and the seers got it to the elders. And the elders got it to the fathers, which was the teachers. And the teachers got it to the mothers and told the mothers, now, get over there and teach your babies. So that's the protocol of things up there. Now, once the mother got a hand on it, all people be instructed well by you. Now what you do, while I'm going and take care of business, you make sure my child hearing the word of Yahuwah. And when you open your mouth, then we will tell that woman, hey woman, when you open your mouth, make sure your mouth have a Proverbs 31 on. I'm going to take care of some business, so I'm going to get you right and make sure you sit around my child, and 31, verse 26, be working with you as I lead to go and take care of this. Make sure you be a 31, 26 when I step out the door. Proverbs 31, verse 26 says what?
Book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 26 reads. Book of Proverbs 31, verse 26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the Torah instructions of kindness.
She opened her mouth with wisdom. And when she opened her mouth, what came out of her mouth was the first five books. What came out of her mouth, she had kindness, and what came out of her mouth was the first five books. You know why? You know why that happened like that? Hey, man, you. Do you know why that happened like that? And the 26th chapter of Sirach, verse 14 and 16, and tell us why, man. Listen to me, man, real good, man. See, a lot of things you have to make sure you clear that you have covered the bases. Because it tells you in Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, a profound statement. What it says in Psalms 11, verse 3, anyway, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3 reads, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
See, if you don't have your foundation, what can the righteous do? Huh? But you have to remember one thing. You have to find a way to break away from a 21:16 of Proverbs. See, certain things you got to do, man. Hey, Father, certain things you got to do. If you're a father, listen, Bob. It's certain things you got to do. And it's written in the 21st chapter, Proverbs 16. What it say in 21:16 there, Brother Yahzai Israel?
Look at Proverbs 21, verse 16. The man and woman that wandered out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
See, if you wander out of the way of understanding, you're going to remain in the congregation of the dead. And you always going to be feeling low, always figure out what could I have done different. What to do different is to make sure you be in position to help others, to make sure they do not fall into condemnation that we have fell into by sitting them down and always give them a good word that we can read. Not a good word from that one-eyed Satan called a television broadcast, because your mind been shaped through that. And that's why we out of order everywhere. And once we understand the greatest legacy you can leave your offspring is the word of Almighty YHWH. Because then you know one thing, once you rest in peace, they know how to carry on by when they ever in a tight, they know how to get into this book and see which road do I travel according to the situation of our father. That's why we have to make sure we clearly what kind of person we are when we present ourselves to them. We must be a 37:12-15. This is what it says in the book of Sirach 37:12-15. We'll be holding, Brother Yahzai Israel. We'll cover that in a minute. We'll be holding, but let's get some 37. And look in the mirror, man. Hey, host man, father, look in the mirror and tell me, do you line up by being a 37:12-15 man? Let's see what it says there. Listen good. Come on.
Book of Sirach, chapter 37. Verse number 12 through 15 reads, Book of Sirach 37, verse number 12. Sirach, chapter 37, verse 12. But be continually with the Yahqua'li man, whom you know as to keep the Torah instructions of Yahqua, whose mind is according to your mind, and will start with you if you shall miscarry. Verse 13, and let the counsel of thine own mind stand. For there is no man more faithful unto you than it. Verse 14. For a man's mind is sometimes want to tell him more than seven watchmen that sit above in a high tower.
Mm-hmm. See, a man's mind gets you messed up. So by being a father, you got to make sure you clear about what you tell your offspring. Make sure, especially you got daughters. My goodness, especially you got daughters. You got to say, listen, get ready to get out in the world now. You better head to kindergarten. You better get out in the world in kindergarten. So I'm not hearing nothing about you bringing, who's your little boy sitting on my foot? Oh, that's my boyfriend. Huh? See, that's the point we're making right there. See, it starts all the way in kindergarten. That's my boyfriend. That's my girlfriend. So that starts all the way in kindergarten. And that's why you have to get on the case and instruct your better half. It don't work like that. It don't work like that according to the Bible. There's no such things in the Bible about a boyfriend and girlfriend. What you want your daughters and your sons to understand that they got to raise up and be a Yahqua'li man and a provider for the family. That is their role, provider for the family. But they got to be taught this from the day one. Day one. So we got a big job ahead of us to help the ones that's out here right now. That's why we're looking for, like I said, a few good men to understand their role according to the Bible. It's a big job ahead of us. Prophecy is unfolding and grand style. So in the 16th chapter of Proverbs 1, 2, 3, 4, but one thing we got to realize was written in Proverbs 16, 1, 2, 3, 4. What is written in Proverbs 16, 1, 2, 3, 4 there, Brother Yahzai Israel?
The The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse number 1 through 4, read. Book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse number 1. The preparation of the mind in man, and the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. Verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in their own eyes, for Yahweh weigheth the spirits. Verse 3. Commit your work unto Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be accepted. Verse 4, Yahweh made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil.
What are you saying? Verse 3 again, Father Yahweh, you're saying verse 3? Well, listen what he says in verse 3 to the wisest man in the world, and Solomon had to write that down for us to hear read today. What he says in verse 3?
Book of Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit your works unto Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be established.
You see that man just said? Now look what he just said. He said, make sure you got some works from your mighty one. Now look in the mirror. Now how much works you got from your mighty one? Huh? Now if it was based upon, if it was in the bank, how much would be in the bank? Listen what he says in verse 3. And look in the mirror of man or father and tell me, what do you stand? And just sit like this, you got your bank book in your hand. How much is in the bank according to this verse right here? Verse 3 again.
Book of Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit your works unto Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be established.
Now look at that. All your life you've been putting your works to the other 17 nations. How much works do you have for the Almighty that's the one that passed out the blessing? So you know when you go to the bank with the work you got for your mighty one, you know what's gonna happen. You know it's gonna be when you put your card in there or sign your name on that slip, they're gonna say, excuse me, sir, this is insufficient funds. You got 0000 on hand. Yeah. So according to spiritual works of the Almighty, guess how you figure out in a bank when you go and put your card in the what's the name of that thing called? You put your card in, Brother Yacht, what the name of that thing called?
ATM.
You put your card in the ATM, and it comes back insufficient funds. Well, I know I do. I go back. I just write it on one of them slips and give it to them. Hey, came back the same way your card came back, brother. Father, insufficient funds. You ain't got no works in your mighty one. All your works is in the world. So now you see how things happen. If we ain't got no works for the Almighty, yeah, you're going to be bankrupt when the time appointed. All that, you working for 30, 40 years to get your plaque, get your ring, get you a little clock or something. I've done 40 years of law to, guess what? You get no credit from the mighty one. They'll ask you, well, your work's for me. Do you know he got something in the second Ezra chapter 9, 1 through 7 about something? He got something written in second book of Ezra, chapter 9, let's go down to verse 7, 1 through 7. Listen good to what he got written in 2nd Ezra, chapter 7, 1 through 7. We have to expound on 1 through 7, then we'll do 8 and 9. But let me expound on verse 7. And I want you men, and fathers to listen to what he's getting ready to say here. What did he say, Brother Yahweh?
Book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 9.
That's pretty good. Unless you want to get it out of Sirach. So which one you want to get it out of, Brother Yahweh? Which way you want to get it out? All I need is the 9, 1 through 7. Then I'm going to talk on it. You don't come back with 8 and 9. I called it back in Exodus chapter 9:1-7. But if you got something, I'm all ears on that. Come on.
Book of Second Exodus chapter 9:1-7 read. Book of Second Exodus chapter 9:1. He answered me then and said, measure thou the time diligently in itself. Well, that is part of the size path which I have told thee before. Verse 2. Then shalt thou understand that it is the very same time when the Most High will begin to visit the world which he hath made. Verse 3. Therefore, when there shall be seen earthquakes and uproars of the people in the world. Verse 4. Then shalt thou well understand that the Most High spake of those things from the days that were before you, even from the beginning. Verse 5. For like as all that is made in the world as a beginning and an end, and the end is manifest. Verse 6. Even so, the times also of the Most High have plain beginning and wonders and powerful works, and ending in effect and sign. Verse 7. And everyone that shall be saved shall be able to escape by their works and by the covenant whereby you have believed.
Yeah. Guess what? If you're going to escape, you will only escape by your works. Now, look in the mirror and tell me how much works you got in for the Almighty. How much works you got in? Now, measure that on your bank card or your slip that you have. So how much work you got when you go and put it into the ATM? How much work on that? How much going? What is going to come back? You write on the slip. Give it to the teller. How much going to come back? You say you're only going to be saved by your works. So if you ain't got no works here for your mighty one, you might have 30 years on your job. You might be rich to retire. But if you ain't got no works in your mighty one, guess what he going to tell you? Huh? You got an idea what he going to tell you? I'll tell you what. I just precept the Bible, and let's show you what he got, what he'll tell you. What are they going to tell you? We just make the Bible tell you in Luke chapter 12. What does the Bible tell you what's going to happen? Huh? Because all we want to do is make, I'm just so tired. I just got to get prepared for my work. Yes. But then the Almighty got something written in the book of Luke. He says something in the book of Luke to one that always, I just got to get up so early, so I better break away and get me some of this in. So he got something written in Luke chapter 12, verse number 20 and 21. Then we'll skip down to verse number 29-31. Well, let's get Luke chapter 12 out the way. And let's look at verse 20 and 21. What did he say in 20 and 21 first there, brother? Yahweh Israel. What did he say right there?
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 20 to verse 21 reads. Book of Luke 12, verse 20. But Yahweh said unto them, you fool, this night your light shall be required of you. And who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Verse 21. So is he or she that layeth up treasures for themselves and is not rich for Yahweh.
Yeah. You see what the man called you? He called, he said, you know what? He says, hey, man. Hey, mister. Hey, father. Man, you a fool. If you're not rich in your mighty one, all that you accumulated, who gonna get it? Because I might require your life tonight. Then where all that stuff gonna go to? You know, if you ain't trained your babies right, they gonna crap it all up before you even be put in the ground. One of your kids gonna put out a pistol and say, look here, I ain't got my right cut. There been pistol claims everywhere behind. I went to them, I heard about them, you know. Shooting, they found out that thing run red, right? Boy, they put out a pistol out in there. Wait a minute. and they smacking everything they can get, diving through the window. I'm getting mine. So you see, you got a lot of work to do. And the only way you're going to do this work, you got to understand you got to be rich in the Mighty One. Then the Mighty One, and if you get rich in the Mighty One, do you know what he'll do for you in 26 verse 3 of Isaiah? Let me talk frankly with you. Yeah, you. Look what he'll do if you get him right in 26 verse 3. Let me show you what he'll do for you. According to Isaiah, he told Isaiah to write this. He's the only one going to bring this up. It's the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites. Look what he says if you got him right in 26 verse 3. What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What do he say?
Isaiah 26, verse number 3 reads, "I will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusted in you."
You see what he do for your man? See, if you get him right, he'll keep your mind in. What kind of peace there, Brother Yahdai? What do you say what kind of peace to keep your mind in if you make sure you focus in on getting him right? What he says in 26 verse 3 of Isaiah, what he say?
Because Isaiah 26 verse 3, "I will keep them in perfect peace."
Yeah, what?
"Whose mind is stayed on you because they trust in you."
Ain't that something? You see what he do for you? He had your mind where your mind be in perfect peace because you make sure you focus in on him. See, I can go to the 11th chapter of Mark and then you know that mountain is going through your head and number the mold because he told you in 2 Timothy, we've already read it, and perilous, the time now is on the clock. That's why we have to focus in on how we going to make sure we're in position to help others. And so that's why Yahweh would do things, because he want to make sure you clear that your mind got to stay on him. Look what he said to Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel was the man of Yahweh. He not my man. Now, this is a man of Yahweh. He came, he said, "Ezekiel, are you the man of Yahweh right now?" He said, "Yeah." "What you getting ready to do?" "Oh, well, I'm getting ready to go home because my wife got a nice meal made for me. So I'm here to put this down and go home and get me a meal. Because she have a set time. She had my meals waiting on me." He said, "That what you getting ready to do, man of Yahweh?" He said, "Yeah." Okay. Let's see what he says in Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 14. Let's read down a little bit and find out what happened. Listen to this real carefully. You fathers, you are husband men, you men. Listen to what the Almighty says to Ezekiel the seer. And this is a man of Yahweh. He says in the 24th chapter, pick up at verse 14, and we'll read down to verse 18. Just take a look. We're just gonna read what he told the man of him. In the 24th chapter, verse 14, down to verse 18. What did he say there, Brother Yahdai? He has read the book of Ezekiel.
Okay, Ezekiel chapter 24, verse number 14 through 18 reads. Book of Ezekiel 24, verse 14. "I have spoken it, and it shall come to pass. I will do it and will not go back. Neither will I spare, neither will I repent, according to your ways, according to your doings, shall they judge you," saith Yahweh. Verse 15. "Also the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying," verse 16, "Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of your eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shall thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down." Verse 17. "Forbear to cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tie of thy head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet. Cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men." Verse 18. "So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died. And I did in the morning as I was commanded.
You see what he said? He said, son of man, you a man, you a man of Yahweh, but guess what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to take away the eyes of your eyes with a stroke. And you bet not cry behind it. You bet not cry. Because you got to make sure one thing, that you got me first. I don't accept no other position but first. That's why I ask the question, how much work you got in the Almighty for Letterman? How much work you got in if you put it on a bank card and you put it in the ATM? What would it come back? How much work be on it? So we come on this broadcast 6 nights a week. We make sure we do our business, because you never know when he's saying your night, this night is required of you. So one thing you better make sure you got your works in him. Because remember, the pain don't really start until after the death. Make sure you find time is to get your mighty one's business out the way. You know the one that can that says this in the book of Matthew? He says something in Matthew's chapter 10. I think he says 10. Something he says, we're going to see what he says. This guy that we serve, he made a profound statement. You got to examine yourself on the statement he says. He says something in Matthew's chapter 10. Let's see what he says out of his book, Matthew chapter 10, and we'll pick it at verse 26. And he's going to tell you how much knowledge he got with you down to verse number 32. This is this conversation he telling with the one that's getting ready to serve him. He's going to say something to them, and we're just going to repeat what he said to them in Matthew 10. Verse 26, down to verse 32. What do you say, Brother Yagdai, is there?
The book of Matthew 10, verse 26, verse 32 reads. Book of Matthew 10, verse 26. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Verse 27. What I tell you in the dark, that speak you in light. What you hear in the ear, teach you upon the housetop. Verse 28. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the spirit. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and spirit in hell. Verse 29.
Hold that point. Hold that point right there. Hold that point, Brother Yahya. What did you say in verse 20? And he tell you. What he tell you again in his verse number 28? Listen to this real good. A man, a husband man. Listen to what this man said right in verse 28 to the ones that's carrying his word. So, okay, he's talking to the one that carrying his word just right here. Huh? But look what he got written in 1 Peter 4:17-19. Guess what? He's talking to the ones that's carrying his word. You're the one that carried his word and always trying to be somewhere, trying to spread the word. He's telling them. But look what he says, how he going to react to the one carrying his words. 1 Peter 4:17-19. Come right back here.
Book of 1 Peter 17-19 reads. Book of 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the family of Yahweh. If it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the covenant of Yahweh? Verse number 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the un-Yahwehian sinner appear?
Good man, sir. I just love to get off in this word, But how you gonna feel when the drummer hits you? When the drummer hits you, that's what we gonna watch you when somebody has stepped on your toe. Let's see how you roll in. He said, I'm going to start my judgment with the one that's carrying my word. That's the first one I'm going to hit right in the mouth. And so all of a sudden, I tell you what, since you're coming into the word, I think I'm gonna just have you with your engine go out of your car. I think I'm not only when you fix your engine, I might all of a sudden have them old piece of kids that's stabbing to you say, you ain't did nothing for me. I might hit you in all kind of ways when you come into this word. That's why this man telling you, you got to be word up in him. Because the first lick is going to be when you come into this. And then you're going to see exactly who your surroundings is. But he's telling you, after I hit you in the mouth, imagine what I'm going to do to ones that do not take heed to your word that came from me. See that scene right here? Now, listen, look what he says here. So he tells you something right here in verse 28. So look what he's telling you in the 10th chapter of Matthew, verse 28. Listen what he's telling you about where your fear is supposed to be about. What does it say in verse 28?
The book of Matthew 10, verse 28 reads, and fear not them which kill the body, but not able to kill the spirit, but rather fear them which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
He said, you better fear him. He said, make sure you fear him, because this is a guy can do you some damage. This is a man can take the damage off of you. But guess what he's doing right now concerning you? According to Daniel, we're going to see what he's doing right now concerning you. That's what he's doing right now, according to Daniel. Could tell you, if you ain't rich in me, I'm going to get you. So look in the mirror and just say, according to my credit card I got here, if I put in my eternal life status, how much have I laid back up for these days? It's going to come back insufficient funds. You ain't got jack in me. You got plenty in the world. But what did I tell you in the 12th chapter? Hold on, where we at? Where we at? New Spirit pulled me back off, and they said, come on back. What did I tell you in the 12th chapter, verse 29 to 31 of Luke? What did I tell you? See, remember, the one that got his word supposed to always examine the matter. See, we deal with a lesson out of 6th Anointed Camp yesterday. It was based on not making a calling according to the eyeballs about what you heard out of your ears. You don't make no calling like that. No. That was in a lesson was taught in the 6th Anointed Camp of Voices of the True Israelites yesterday. But that's another day. But look what he says here. And what verse did you read in that, brother Yahdai Israel, over there in Luke 12, 29 to 31? Listen to this, what he got written in the Bible. What did he say?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, 29 to 31 reads, Luke 12, verse 29, and seek not you what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be you of doubtful mind. Verse 30, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after. Your father knows that you have need of these things. Verse 31. But rather seek you the kingdom of Yahweh. Now these things shall be added unto you.
You see the man just said? He said, your first thought is to make sure you seek the kingdom of the mighty one. Oh, well, you know, I'm going to be working two jobs. Now I'm going to try to get me a job and a half. Because baby, we need to do this. No, no. But see, this is where you folks understand one thing. Yahweh said, no. Don't do that. Make sure you got me right. That's what he just said. He said, make sure you got me right. When you're the one that controls the breath that you breathe. Yes, he controls the breath that you breathe. Don't you want to make sure you got him right? But how you gonna get him right? And all on your mind now is how I gotta get the 17th of the nation, the boss man right. But when do you have time for your mighty one? Don't you think we have time for your mighty one? Do you know he got something written over there in Zechariah 12:1, you know, concerning himself? He told Zechariah to see it. He's a seer. He said, you to see it hour right now? He said, yeah. Well, then you put down what I tell you to put down. Go on to Zechariah 12 and see what he got written. See, he got written because, I'm telling you something, see, right? We is put a lot of time in the world, and we ain't putting no time in the one that controls the world. And he got Satan running right now because of your disobedience. But in the 12th chapter, but remember, you was blind, but now you're going to see. But guess what? The only way you're going to see this right here, not watching that one eye say, the only way you going to see this, you got to have you a big belly full of 29:18 of Isaiah. Guess what? When the last time you got you a big belly full of 29:18 of Isaiah? What you mean, WCC, what it say? Well, then when you turn to and read. Well, we will read anyway. I'm asking, man, when the last time you got you a big belly full of 29:18 of Isaiah? What did it say there, Brother Yadda Yisrael?
Isaiah 29, verse number 18 reads, and in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book. The eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness.
Is that? He said the deaf, the ones that was blind and now I see, guess what? You're all the way back. You got to hear the book. And that's why we come on the network 6 nights a week humble. And guess what we give you? The book. The book, see right here. It's time for the deaf to hear the book. Now, who do you think the deaf you're talking to? The deaf. Hey, deaf, guess what? It's time for the deaf to hear the book. Because he got something written in 12:1. Hey, deaf, he got something written in Zechariah 12:1 about the deaf. He said, tell the deaf this about me. So Zechariah had to tell the deaf this in 12:1. What did he tell the deaf in Zechariah 12:1 there, Brother Yadda Israel? What did he tell them?
The book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse number 1 reads, book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse number 1. Zechariah 12, verse 1. The burden of the word of Yahuwah for Israel, see of Yahuwah, which spreads forth the heaven and lays the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man that is within him.
That the word for it, he formed the spirit of man that's in him. This burden was to Israel. Well, I'm African American, Negro in color, and super cool. But then this is not talking to you then. See, this is not talking to you. See, if you don't know that you Israel, and that's why he told you what you do once you find out that you are Israel. Look, what you do for him to recognize you, he told you what you're supposed to do. And Isaiah 44. You know he told you something? Once you find out that you're Israel, he told you something to do. He already got it written in 44 verse 5 of Isaiah. He said, once you wake up and find out that you're Israel, then you're out of poverty in the mind. And then guess what you'll do when we know that you're Israel? He said, got it written. And then we're going to read 5, then come back to verse 1. And look what he say, if you do what he tell you to do. 44th chapter of Isaiah. Look what he got written in 5. Then watch what he tell you going to happen in verse 1. Pay attention what this man saying through the 6 anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. What he saying in verse 5?
The book of Isaiah chapter 44, verse number 5 reads, one shall say, I am Yahuwah. Another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. And another shall strive with his hand unto Yahuwah and surname himself by the name of Israel.
Ain't that something? You mean at the last of your name, you're going to put on it what? Israel. At the last of your name, I don't care, and you ain't got to go after 17 nations or nothing. But at the last of your name, you're going to honor what this man said. You're going to put at the last your name, Israel. Why so, verse 1? Why so in verse 1?
Verse number 1. You now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen.
Hey, that's something.
Hear me, Israel. Because he tell you, all one I have chosen out this whole world is Israel.
See, once you know that, you'll stop making the dumb moves that you've been making. You will stop saying, well, like the brother say from the neighborhood, well, you know, I got me a big contract. I made it. That means I'm going out of the neighborhood, and I'm going to get around to other people. See that? You won't make no decision like that. Because you know one thing, the blessing is only for one people, according to the Bible, and they're the man he chosen. Well, the Palestine is Israel. But if you don't know you Israel, and you don't know if the last of your name will be Israel, then you ain't get the rule of waiting. Because let me tell you why he says your name should be called Israel. Because you are what in 41? What are you in 41 verse 9 and 8? What are you? Now, look what the Bible say you are. If you recognize, step us out. I use a name out for hypothetical. Suppose your name is Dennis Kennedy. And your name Dennis Kennedy, said, well, I get my checks from Dennis Kennedy. Okay, that's good. But suppose I put Israel at the end of my name. And guess what? When your cry go up, you're going to say, hey, that's my son calling me. Because my son came from where? Let me say it in 9 verse 8. 41, 9 and 8. He said, that's my son calling me. My son got his last name. Israel? Dennis Kennedy Israel? That must be my son calling me. 41, verse 9. Skip down and jump up to verse 8. What does it say?
The book of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 9. Verse number 8 reads, because Isaiah 41, verse 9, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, call you from the chief men thereof, say unto you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and not cast you away. Verse number 8, but you Israel are my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend.
Ain't that something? You mean that book telling all that? And guess what the end of the earth is? From what you call the word Jerusalem with Pluto, southern kingdom of Yahweh. The end of the world is what you're in right now. The United States of America and Russia. That's the end of the world, see, right? And guess what you in both of them places? So you see. So you see his word, I've taken you from the end. That means that from the end of the earth, you want to hear this message. See, the end of the earth, the ones over in the United States of America, called Babylon the Great today, and as far as you go to Russia, which is Timis headquarters. You don't want to walk around with them two missiles pointing toward you, and he walks around with no shirt on, but they can pat him on his red back. He said, well, why you ain't got no shirt on, President? He said, well, you know, it just feels better when you pat me on my back with no shirt on. That's how pumped up he'll got. See, Royal, once you wake up to understand something, you open these countries for punishment because you done wrong. And the only way you going to do right, you got to wake up. Because he told you plainly in the book called Micah 2, verse 10. Do you know he said something to you? In Micah 2, verse 10. What he say in 2, verse 10 in Micah, anyway, Bubba Yahweh Israel? What he says in Micah 2, verse 10?
The book of Micah, chapter 2, verse number 10 reads, Micah 2, verse 10. Arise you and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted, it shall destroy you.
So he's telling you, you put all your hard-earned work. Listen, he's telling you 12 tribes, get up from that mindset. This is not your rest. You're going to leave here. Don't end up like Lot's wife, looking at all the possessions she had and turn her back and turned your pillow soft. This is not your rest area. Do you know what he got planned for this place once you wake up? Do you know that it's written in the Bible what he got planned for this place that you in? In the 18th chapter of Revelation, verse 4 and 21. Do you know this in the Bible? The 18th chapter of Revelation, verse 4 and 21. Did you know this in the Bible? What's in the Bible now? Brother Yahdai Israel, 18, verse 4 and 21.
Book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse number 4 and verse 21 reads, Book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse number 4. And I heard a voice, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, that you receive not of her plague. Verse 21, And a mighty minister spirit took up a stone like a great millstone, cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more.
You the man just said, Great city Babylon, that's new Babylon called United States of America, will be thrown down and bowed. And you're going to be having your, all that you are in China, get the piece of house and everything else and told you it's not your rest. He said, make sure you rich in me. Make sure you instruct your family that we got to make sure we rich in the mighty one, because this is not our rest, because now we know who we are, because look what we got now once we know that we are Israel. Now we know at the end of our name is Israel. Do you know what he's saying if you use the name Israel at the last of your name? Number 6. Pick up verse 22 to 27. So that's why you hear. You hear the brother's names on the network and all the 6 anointed camps. You know why we got Israel at the last of our name? Do you know it's not a coincidence? Because we read what the Bible tells us to do. And if we follow the Bible, guess what's going to happen? We follow the Bible. Let's see what he says in number 6, 22 to 27. Let's see what happened with the Bible saying. And let's comment after we hear it read. Numbers, chapter 6, 22, 27. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 to 27 reads. Book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 23, Speak unto Aaron, and unto his son, saying, On this wise you shall bless the family of Israel, saying unto them, verse 24, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Verse 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Verse 26, And Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Verse 27, They shall put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them.
When you put at the end of your name Israel, you walking around with a blessing on you. You walking around with a blessing. So now you walking around with the greatest weapon shield it is, the blessing of your Almighty. Now, not only that, then all of a sudden in the 15th chapter, verse 37 through 40, and suppose you got a double on you. So if you, at the end of your name, suppose your name was Dennis Kennedy, and you say, hey, what's your name? Dennis Kennedy Israel. Oh, you Israel, huh? You get what you got up under you, a blessing. Then all of a sudden you got a blessing up on you now. That means your mind going to be in perfect peace because you understand who you are. Then all of a sudden, something else happened. Because he gave an order for the children of Israel that know that Israel. He gave, told Moses, it's so many dark nations everywhere. But I got to make sure the children of Israel look different from them if I can make sure I'm just not a darky. I got to put something on them so I can recognize my children. Let's see what he did in 15th chapter verse 37 through 40. Let's see and what that means. Chapter 15, 37 through 40, what does it say?
Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 37 through 40 reads. Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse number 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the family of Israel, and bid them that they make them princes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. Verse 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh and do them, that you sing that after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whore. Verse 40. Verse number 40. That you may remember and do all the Torah instructions of Yahweh and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Remember, so them fringes is a remind you. See, when Yahweh looked from the third heaven down and see his fringes, and you understand that you Israel, don't you remember when you had your young child, when they can be at the babysitter's house, and you hear a cry, maybe more than four or five babies there, but you can hear the cry of your child. Oh, I hear my child crying. And that's what Yahweh said. When he looked down and see you with them fringes on, and you got at the last of your name Israel, he said, that's my child. And you remember how you used to respond when your child, you might be even cooking. You have stopped with what you're doing, and you rather burn that pot up than go see with your child. And this is what Yahweh is telling you. By having the last of your name Israel and them fringes on, you line up with your mighty one. So when this happened to you, he's going to stop it. When this happened to you, but right now, you know what he's doing right now? Let me show you what he's doing right now. By you not knowing this information and applying this information. In the book of Daniel, you know what Yahweh is doing for you right now? In the 9th chapter, verse 14. What he got written in Daniel chapter 9, verse 14, concerning you?
Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse number 14 reads, Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse number 14. Therefore have Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For Yahweh is righteous in all his works which he doeth. But we obey not his voice.
Verse 15. So he's watching over the drama we're going through right now. The drama we're going through right now, he's just not looking at it. He's seeing all these bills they passing, the president passing all type of bills, because they already, you know, our name was Mark or somebody back in the day. All of them has already said, there's too many of y'all in this world. He said, I got to do something. We got to do something to cut this population down in the brown-skinned community. So you know what they got on the table right now for you, Steve, are you? And you're still watching what they're going to do, and you're not understanding everything that's called in advance, what they're going to do and what they're doing. But you're not knowing the works of your mighty one hand. He's watching over the evil that's coming on you right now. And it's evil on you right now. You got to have fire locks on the outside of your door, fire locks on the inside of your door. Huh? Sleep with that banger closed by. You know why? Because you forsook your mighty one. You got no spiritual money in Yahweh. You got physical money of the world. Pockets piled fat, got the mumps. But according to Yahweh 15, listen good.
Book of Daniel 9, verse 15. Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse number 15 reads. Daniel 9, verse number 15. And now, O Yahweh, that has brought your people forth out of the land of Egypt, the land of abundance with a mighty hand, that's gotten thee renowned as at this day. We have sinned. We have done wickedly.
You see what it is? We have done wickedly. And I'm gonna show you another thing we have done wickedly. Look at Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Now listen to what Paul says in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16.
Book of Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, verse 16 reads. Book of Galatians chapter 1, verse number 15. Galatians 1, verse 15. When it pleased Yahweh who separated me from my mother's womb, called me by his mercy, verse 16, to reveal his son in me, that I may teach him among 10 northern tribes of Israel, through the word heathen, immediately I confer not with flesh and blood.
Paul said he was that the Almighty had his parents to bring this specific guy to be in the presence of himself when he go back to heaven. He said the Father had him to teach northern kingdom a word. So when Paul's speaking, it's just like the Almighty speaking. He said he was raised from the womb to do this, to reveal the Father's Son in him. And so whatever Paul tell you, it ain't Paul telling you this. It's the Son telling Paul this, and the Son get it from his Father. Look what he says over here, a man, a mister. Do you know this is in the Bible what he says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12? 11 and 12. Let's see what he says. Now he raised from the womb to tell you something, and all you gotta do is look at your Bible and look what's in front of you. 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. What is that?
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse number 11, verse number 12 reads. Look at 1 Timothy 2, verse number 11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. Verse number 12. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Paul was raised from the womb to tell you what's going on with, Teddy's pentagram 50-50. No, see, right? Paul was raised from the womb to tell man, to tell his helpmeet. Your job is not to teach men. It is not your job. So if you find any woman teaching men, he was raised from the womb and said, this is not your job. So when you catch a woman trying to teach man, you know it's not the order of the Almighty. Paul was raised from the womb to say, tell the woman, your helpmeet. What in verse 11 and 12? He raised from the womb to say this. Man, did you notice in the Bible? 2:11 and 12.
Book of 1 Timothy.
Same book. Chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
Book of 2 Timothy. The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse number 11, verse number 12 reads. The book of 1 Timothy 2, verse number 11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. Verse 12. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Mm-hmm. But then you say, well, I'm a woman. What can I do then? What can I do? What did the Bible tell you to do? Remember, Paul was raised from the womb. What do the Bible tell you to do? Go to Titus chapter 2. Pick up verse 3, down to verse 8. What do the Bible, are you supposed to say, okay, well, I got all this knowledge in my head. What do I supposed to do? Okay, well, let's go get the Bible and see what you supposed to do. Titus chapter 2. Verse 3 down to verse 8. Let's see what the Bible says you do. Why don't you do the Bible? Titus chapter 2, 3 down to verse 8.
The book of Titus 2, 3 through 8 reads. Book of Titus chapter 2, verse number 3. The aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming righteousness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Verse number 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children. Verse 5, to be discreet, safe, keepers at home, good obedience to their own husband, that the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed. Verse number 6, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Verse 7, in all things show yourself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, teaching, showing uncorrupted, gravity, sincerity, that cannot be condemned, that he or she that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
Mm-hmm. So I got plenty for the woman to do. That's why, man, you got to make sure you understand. I got plenty for my better half to do. And this is what I got for my better half to do. I'm supposed to tell her what the Bible says you're supposed to do in a hurry in verse 4. What?
Titus 2, verse number 4. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their family, children.
But suppose they don't. What happens next if they don't in verse 5? If they don't take this to heed and try to come up another way according to St. John 10:1, what do you say going to happen when they open their mouth?
Verse number 5. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy verse number 5 reads, Book of Titus 2 verse 5. To be discreet, safe, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed.
Ain't that something? You mean you can blaspheme the word of Yahweh if you try to assert yourself authority over a man? Well, I'm going to teach a man. Well, you out of the will of Yahweh. You supposed to be teaching the young women, the young girls, and the young boys how to be sober and understanding the word of Yahweh. That is your requirement, woman. And the man got to be clear of the requirement. Paul was raised from the womb to tell Titus and Timothy. When you get out there, the women that are standing from the men, tell them that's blasphemy. You see them little kids running around? Get with them in a hurry, getting you upon the will of Yahweh. If you don't do it, you're blaspheming the word of Yahweh. And if you blaspheme the word of Yahweh, do you know what he got written? And we'll close out with this. Brother Yahweh, you know he got something written. Now we got to get sacramental. I got to get it one more time and 35 through 40 one more time. You know what he got written? What he got written? It came to me and it got away from me. Well, what he had written that, Brother Yahweh Israel? You want to help me out on something? Did I say anything behind that?
No, you didn't give me too much to go with.
I didn't give you too much to go with. How about 238? How about Matthew chapter 12, verse number? Can you take it from there? Matthew 12, verse 29 and 31. How about that? How about Matthew 29 and 31? Let's see what we can get out of that, Brother Yahweh. I'm struggling right now. So see, what you don't want to do, you don't want to blaspheme his word. And that's why we're in trouble today, because we let our emotions get in the way and we make statements. Yeah, you got plenty of teaching to do. Those that are the children. So if you got the zeal to teach the Bible, make sure you stay in the will of Yahweh. Teach the children. He told you,
Paul was raised from the womb to tell you, teach the children. I mean, just put a big belly full of teaching on the children. Don't be like Bernita Biden teaching men because she's out of order. But Elder woman named George Myers teaching men. You don't teach men. That's out of the will of the Bible. Teach the children. Then you got the blessing of the Almighty. So you man got to understand that. So if you got a wife, friend, or whatever teaching men, you go show them the scripture. Listen, you're not going to get the blessing of the Almighty, but temporarily. You got to teach them babies. That's your job according to Titus. I don't care how much education you got. Put it in the babies. Then you up on the will of the Almighty. Don't stand in front of men saying nothing. You're going to be silenced in front of a man. According to the Bible. Paul was raised from the womb to say that. Oh, I don't believe the Bible. I know you don't believe the Bible. That don't mean it's going to change. What it say in the 12th chapter there, Brother Yahya, here, 29 or 31? What I want? What I need out of that? About if you such a thing against the righteous spirit, what you got coming. What I need, Brother Yahya Israel?
31 and 32. Book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse number 31, verse 32. Verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all men of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men and women. But the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men and women. Verse 32. Whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven them. Whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven them, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
Mm-hmm. That's big. So I got to get a little bit more out of that. Now give me my next two verses to go with that. So you see what I'm saying? If you got a problem with the Bible, then that's the problem you have. But if you understand Mr. Man, that your better half supposed to be trying to find all the babies they can get their hand on and teach them how to be sober. If you catch your better half or friend you know of teaching men, you got to tell them the Bible don't support that. Paul was raised from the womb to tell you. That's out of order. And that's why we're in the condition we're in today. Man, mister, husband, man. When a friend or whatever it is got a Bible open and she is female, it's supposed to be directed to the children, getting up under the will of the Almighty One. Ain't that nice? But look what he says with the last two verses in that. Give me them last two verses, that Brother Yahya Israel. Help me out on them last two verses. What do you say?
Verse 29. Well, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good? That he first bind the strong man, then he will spoil his house. Verse 30. He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad.
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent precept there, Brother Yahya Israel. That's an excellent precept on what you just said. But we want to kind of, like I said, we want to add a little bit more to that in that 12th chapter. That was an excellent precept, you said. Well, how about a little just here in 36 and 37?
The book of Matthew 12, verse 36. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men and women shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37. For by your words you shall be justified. And by your words you shall be condemned.
By your words you're going to be justified. You heard what the Bible say. Woman, don't stand in front of a man with no Bible open. By your words, you're going to be justified. If you take heed to this, oh, that's a man. Uh-huh. What a baby said. Oh, okay. Now, you're all right. By your words, you're going to be condemned. So if anyone is standing for a man they authority. Thank you, Brother Yahya Israel. You're out of order in Yahweh. You do not supposed to open a Bible and put it in a man's face.
because you serve your authority over man. And Yahweh said that's a no-no. So you men need to understand that. But now, you see them babies over there? Go grab you as many as you can and just pour it on them until they barely run over. And guess what? You got the blessing of Yahweh. But when you do anything else, you know what that make you? I close the statement 10:1 of St. John. What he said make you? If you stand before a man and say anything to a man about a Bible, you know what that make you according to St. John 10:1? Let the Bible speak for itself. So you men's got to understand these things. And when you see these things, you have to make sure you put them to the side in love and correct them according to the Bible. That's why you're supposed to always find time to get you a big belly full of word so you can help your offsprings or your kinfolks or whoever needs some word to get your blessing. What's the reading that Father Yahweh as well?
The book of St. John chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, truly, truly, I say unto you, he or she that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
So listen, woman that came from man, if you try to open a Bible up and assert authority over man, you are a thief and you are a robber, according to Yahweh's ministering spirit that was sent down from heaven. So you got to understand, you got plenty to teach on. You got more babies running around with their pants below the ankle. You can find plenty to teach. Why don't you do the Bible and let the men take care of their job and men get in your place so we can go home with our blessing by us getting in our place? Huh? You know, got the name Israel at the end of our name, got them fringes on. Ain't worried about the world thing, because we know the world going to be destroyed, and we going back home. Might read in the nice blessing. What are you going to do for the children of Israel when you get their mind right? But right now, we're going to stop it right there and ask Brother Yahweh Israel, what's your closing statement is behind that?
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there. See you, Israel, a seed royal. Great work, Chief. To the four quarters of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent, Brother Yahweh Israel. We can go find our elder, Mr. Tibbs, and bring him back in for his closing statement on tape number 45, and we'll look for the Moses and go in for the close. So listen, see, right, we come humble. We trying to tell you what the man have given up to tell. The reason why we're in trouble today, because we do everything contrary to the Bible. But those who get in order according to the Bible, look at the blessings that will be restored on us if the man get in this position. Put more time in the mighty one. Get his head on right and get his family head on right. You understand how to catch something from the page of the book. You can have many souls to come. It's busy work. Busy work in Yahweh. Get in where you fit in at. Mr. Tibbs, the elder, what is your closing statement on? I mean, what is your closing statement on that, Mr. Elder?
Well, first of all, Yahweh Bosh is here as well. And I'm quite sure that we've enjoyed a very interesting teaching and the word of Yahweh, Daswa. Because earlier portion, we did give a few statements about the Sabbath day, you know, which is a righteous day of Yahweh. And most of us that attend the Sabbath days, we are very aware of that. Because we're told by the scriptures what is to be worn on the Sabbath day. And it is a righteous day for the worship of Yahweh. And one thing we don't expect is that anyone on this day would look for confusion, blasphemy, wrongful, loud, bump the gums actions. But as I said before, unfortunately, it's the nature of these things that happen. Since Yahweh is not the author of confusions, righteous steps must be taken to protect the temple from such. So as I said before, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse number 20, it says, "Come, my people, and into the chambers, and shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself in us for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed." Well, as I said before, indignation is a big word for problematic situations. This is done so that the word of Yahuwah doesn't wrongly influence the true teachings, because in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "And only Yahuwah this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Yahuwah the Son, who is in the image of Yahuwah, should shine unto them." So this should tell you, we have false prophets out there that walk around trying to shine in the image of Yahuwah, having you to follow their non-righteous teachings. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teachings and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you have came to seek, and you have found that what you have sought and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that are open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, the current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Or on any other device, you may see menu. But clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves that you are forgiven. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using 2 email addresses. The first email is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with the Yahuwah in mind. The first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 61 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, one note for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, the same process as before. Type three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. As was previously said in our broadcast, now during the normal broadcast, we're simultaneously broadcasting on Pal Talk, where Yahuwah's word will continue. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Tibbs with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We're taking no comments off topic or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, as I said before, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this time, so our learning process will continue, we will ask that you keep your Bibles open so that one man or one woman can do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do. And that's learn the words of Yahuwah. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah now. Tibbs? Mr. Tibbs, Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So we're trying to tell you something now, Steve Ray. See, when we come on this network 6 nights a week, it's for one reason, to make you think. Because the world is busy fulfilling prophecy. Guess what? You got to start thinking about what's going to happen to you, because they're going to do what is written that they're going to do. So Yahuwah is going to make sure that happens. But what do you probably do? Preparing your offsprings on how to be in a position when that time appointed, because it's going to happen. And all the way you're going to do that, you got to get in this book. Especially you, if you're the head of the family, you must lead by example. You got that? Good. We're going back to the network, and we're going to look for the mothers out of Camp 1. And remember one thing. You're only 2 weeks away from the Feast of the Almighty Yahuwah. You got a feast coming up. You know what you call Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and New Year's. It's coming up on the 30th of this month when the sun set in 2 weeks. It's a feast, Steve, right? That's when you gather together, all 12 tribes, you gather together, and you do some nice things there. We'll talk about it. But it's something he requires of you to do when you do this thing. And we're going to read and see what the Bible says, what required of you to do. What's the Bible tell it? See, all we're going to do is respond to what the Bible says. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, this location, there's mothers in all six camps. But we're talking about the mothers out of Camp 1 right now. So when we meet the mothers out of Camp 1, what a loud voice you say, Mother D.F. Israel, Yahuwah be with you, see right.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Roar. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Mother E of Israel. Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Mother Z, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Mother E, Yahuwah be to thou, Sea Roar.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Roar. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Right. So what we're saying, see, to become humble. But we have to understand something, Mother D and Israel, that he got something written in 2 Ezra 35-40. I got to hear it one more time because we remember, the Almighty got a dress code for the children of Israel. Do you know he got a dress code for the children of Israel? And especially on the feast days. He got a dress code that he told Ezra to put it in writing on his feast day. Let's see what he got written now, Mother D of Israel, in 2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 35 through 40. Let's see what kind of dress code he got for the feast day. And not only that, because something else supposed to happen when you come to this feast out of the sixth anointing camp. You know, like what you do on Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, New Year's. Do you know the Almighty got a great big old feast coming up in 2 weeks? 2 weeks. Let's see what he says in 235 through 40. Mother E. Mother D of Israel. What does it say, Mother D of Israel?
2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 35 to 40. Verse 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom, for the everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore. 36. Flee the shadow of this world. Receive the joyfulness of your honor. I testify my Savior openly. 37. Oh, receive the gift that is given you, and be glad, giving thanks unto him that has called you to the heavenly kingdom. Verse 38. Arise up and stand before the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahuwah. 39. Which are departed from the shadows of the world and have received honorable garments of Yahuwah. Verse 40. Take your number, O Yahdah Judah Israel, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the covenant of Yahuwah.
So on feast days, you be clothed in white, and you have fulfilled the covenant of Yahuwah. So on feast day, you wear white garments. With your branches on, you say, and you have fulfilled the covenant of Yahuwah. That means you got a what you call something on your card now, as when you want to check it in, it'll come back. Oh, you kept the feast day, so you have something on your card. Right now, your card has insufficient spiritual. Give me a word, your car is on
that.
No spiritual on your car. So you got to do something about it. You got to see yourself. Now, Mother E. He talks about that in Revelation 2. He says, Mother E, in Revelation chapter 7, he's going to talk in verse 2. Let's find out what he says in verse 2, down to verse 4. Revelation 7, verse 2, down to verse 4.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 2 to 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 2 to 4. Verse 2. And I saw another minister spirit descending from the east, having the seal of the living Yahuwah, and he cried with a loud voice to the four ministering spirits, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servant of our Yahweh in their forehead. Verse 4, and I heard the number of them which was sealed, and there was sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the family of Israel.
Oh, you mean that if you get the seal, he said, if you get the seal, you won't be hurt? He said, this is for his servants. But now we got to find out who is the servant. Because a lot of people might say, well, I'm a servant of the Almighty. Well, but he said, don't hurt the one that got the seal. So that's what he's talking about. So we better find out who his servant is, because he said, he's the first thing you do is make sure you go and seal my servant and don't hurt the one that if it's sealed in their forehead. That's a big talk with them. So we got to run that down and find out what's going on there, Mother D up Israel. What do you mean by what is this seal that got to be in their forehead? Let's go out to Ezekiel chapter 9 and pick up verse 4. And let's read till we get our point. And then we'll read what he says in verse 11. We'll read down till we get our point. So a seal got to be in the forehead of his servant. He said, he's not dick mental spirit. Now, don't hurt them now, but hurt the ones that don't have the seal. So now you got to examine yourself. Do you have a seal? Because where it starts, when you make the feast days and you get anointed with your white garments on, you begin your seal. So if you don't make the feast days, then that means you will be in line for the hurt unless you do something. Unless you do something, and Mother E, what you got to do to get money this and Acts 3:19. The only way you can get out money this, Mother E, what you got to do in 3:19 of Acts? You said, well, what can I do to get out money this? I don't want to be hurt. Then what I got to do? Well, that's what the Bible says you got to do. Acts 3:19.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19 reads.
Uh-huh.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. And it reads, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
So Mother E, what is our only way out to not get caught up, and what we got to do to make sure when he put this great big whooping on the people of the world, what the one with the knowledge got to do? What do you got to do, Marie?
Repent.
Repent. Repent. Now, Marie, run over to the second chapter, particularly 37 to 40 of the same book, Acts 2:37 to 40. I want to be just a little bit more. So now let me tell you what you do. You still got time. You see, you're hearing the broadcast, right? Yeah, I'm hearing the broadcast. That means you're still alive. So guess what you got to do now, old people, who get ready to find out what people he's talking about, Mother E in 2:37 down to verse 4. Okay. Who he telling all what they got to do? 2:37 down to 40, Mother E. Who he say? Come on.
Book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 37 to 40. Verse 37. And when they had heard this, they were pricked in their mind and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh the Son, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the righteous spirit. Verse 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are before all, even as many as the Yahweh, our Yahweh, shall call. Verse 40, and with many other words did he testify and exalt, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation.
Oh, you can't save nobody, but who, Marie? Who only can you save?
Yourself.
That's all you can say is yourself. That's why you got a lot of people to do, host man. But you got to say one thing. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what time it is, but I can't save you now. I can tell you what time it is. Because all the one I can save is myself.
Right.
So I want Mother D of Israel. So I want all the James 5:20 I can get. Because regardless of how we come to the network 6 nights a week, we can give you the word 6 nights a week. But guess what? All I can do is save myself. I can't save you. I can save myself by telling you what he gonna say. But I want all the James 5:20 that I can get, mother. I know I'm talking about Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. Come back there in a minute. But right now, I want to talk about James 5:20. I want all I can get, because this man is dangerous. He's going to do everything he says he's going to do in his book. James 5:20 says what?
James chapter 5, verse 20. Let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins.
Meaning, you know, everybody got sin. About a grocery bag full. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If I'm able to show somebody what this Bible says, guess what? That's the only bargain chip I have in my 74. He was saying, Siri, now you know you on it. Now you up for a little chastising right now. I said, yeah, but I got some James 5:20. That's another spirit. And Enoch 20, verse 1, we ain't going to read that. Watch. Do we got his James 5:20? Yeah, he got some. Okay. Let's see, come on past me. I was getting ready to kill you. Because you know I got written something in 40 tomorrow. See, this man is dangerous. What I'm trying to tell you, Mo D.F. Israel, 12:48 in Mark. What's got written in 12:48 in Mark? Mark 12:48.
Okay. Mark.
What did you do in Mark 12:48?
Okay.
This man is dangerous. And if you ain't got no James 5:20s, because understand what this man do in Mark 12:48. What do you do there, mother? D.F. Israel, what do you do?
Well, Mark 12, go up to 44.
44. Well, give me something with some 12:48 on it, too. Give me some. What I need is, some 12:48. I need something 12:48 now. I need some 12:48 or something. Well, I need that mother to be a visitor. I need me some 12:48 and something. What do I need? Can anybody help me out? What do I need? What I need to know? What I need? How about some Luke 12:48? I know I need some 12:48. So thank you, that mother. Thank you, Marie. What Marie said. Why don't you turn to 12:40? Okay, all right, Marie. What is that, Mother D of Israel? Luke 12:48.
Luke chapter 12, verse 48. But he that knows not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. strife. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required.
Ain't
and to whom, And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more.
Ain't that something? Hey, look here. If a man will not only, you know, much give, much require, he'll ask for some more. He should give him some more. See, we're going to network twice a week. You know, I remember one member of the camp, I ain't going to call him out. He said, why don't you put a tape on? I said, why should I put a tape on? Put a tape on, that means that that Yahweh ain't gave me nothing for this broadcast. I need all he can give me in that same hour. So what am I going to put a tape on for?
That's right.
A tape on for. He'll give you something that very same hour. That's why we put on Luke 12:12. Because whatever he wants you to say, he'll give it to you in that third, that long as you're in order, he'll give you in that same hour what you're supposed to say. But you got to be in order. Give me Matthew 25:21. What it say there? Because let me tell you something. Everything this man say he's going to do to you, he's going to do it. So you better make sure you're rich in him and got you some bargaining tips by keeping some feast days, some Sabbath days, got some fringes on, and cry mighty, just says Yahweh with that name, is in your name is Israel. Because whatever you say he's going to do, he's going to do it. What you reading that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Not in here, Sia. Did you say Matthew 25?
Yeah, 21.
Matthew 25:21.
Yes, ma'am.
It's like you're breaking up. It's like you're breaking up. Matthew 25.
You ain't breaking up. Give me Matthew 25:21. You ain't breaking up. Matthew 25. You tell them grandbabies go have a seat over there. Show them a belt. 25:21.
Matthew 25:21. His Yahweh said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your Yahweh.
You see the man saying? So all we got to do is take care of a few things and make sure we on point in Yahweh's word. He going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I ask you a question. Did you keep the Saturday? Yeah. You got friends on? Yeah. Must give, must require, did you back away? No, I kept going. Oh, well, come on in there, my son. Come on in. You got you 3:22, First John at D of Israel. So you are, so you are 3:22 of St. John, huh, Tina? What it say in 3:22?
St. John chapter 3:22.
First John, right side.
I'm in the First John.
Come on,
chapter 3. First John chapter 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep Torah instruction and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Because we know the Torah instruction in 5:3 of 1 John is what? We know something, Mother D.F. Israel. What do we know that's in 1 John chapter 5:3? What do we know? Huh? Help us out.
1 John chapter 5:3. For this is the love of Yahweh. That we keep his Torah instructions, and his Torah instructions are not grievous.
You see that? It's the Sabbath day. I'm just so grievous. No. The Torah day is not grievous. My fact, when the Sabbath day come up and the feast day come up, Mother Day of Israel, and 1:22:1 of Psalm, how we supposed to act? We're supposed to set up no kind of wraps on that day.
We're supposed to have us a 122 verse 1 of the Sabbath day and the feast day. What did you say that, Mother? Be up in there.
And Psalms
122 verse 1.
Okay. Oh, let me see. Psalms
122.
I'm kind of struggling.
Yeah.
You say Psalms 122?
Yeah, verse 1.
Psalms 122, verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the temple of Yahweh.
You be glad. You be on pins and needles for them 6 days in the time of the, before being on time of the Sabbath day, you ain't got no traps set up. You be glad. It's time to get to Yahweh. We'll go and tell us real plain there, Mother E. It tell us in Zephaniah 2:1 about that. Mother E. What it tells in Zephaniah 2:1. I was glad when it said time for the Sabbath day, feast day. What it says in Zephaniah, Mother E, what it say?
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together. You gather together, O nation, not desire.
When it comes down to the Sabbath day, when the sun goes out on Friday, sun goes out on Saturday, all six locations, you're supposed to gather yourself together because you are the nation, not desire. That's up to the book of Hebrew. Who they try to call Hebrew monkey? And pick up at 10:22, we'll read a little bit. We're gonna read a little bit, and we're going to read a little bit and see what it says. I'll come back with you on that that book called Ezekiel. But I need a little bit of this right here, because whatever on my mind, I can't count no way. The book of Hebrews, Hebrews, chapter 10. Pick up verse 22, let's read a little bit.
Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 22.
Yes, ma'am. Pick around verse 22. Let's read a little bit until we get our point.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a true mind and full assurance of the covenant, having our mind sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our covenant without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Verse 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work. Verse 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approach. Verse 26. But if we sin swiftly, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no sacrifice for sin. Verse 27. But a certain different look of judgment and fury indignation, which is the war, the adversary.
Get down to verse 30. Get down to verse 30 there, Mother E. So he's saying, listen, you don't forsake the assembly. You understand your role in the assembly is a great responsibility on everybody, but we got to stay in order. Louis says in verse number 30 and 31.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 30, chapter 10, verse 30 and 31, verse 30. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, said the Yahweh. And again, the Yahweh shall judge his people. Verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. 35 to 39, the closing statement. Skip from 35 to 39 and a closing statement there, Mother E. Excellent again on your part. 35 to 39 and a closing statement, you on the clock, come on.
The book of Hebrews, chapter 39 to 40. 35 to 40. Verse 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which had a great recompense or reward. 36. Well, we have need of patience, that after we have done the will of Yahweh, we might receive the promise. Verse 37. But yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Verse 38. Now the just shall kneel by the covenant. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pledge in him. Verse 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul of their self.
Now, Mother E, before you give your closing statement, before we draw back, what we got coming if we draw back? What happens if all of a sudden we just draw back? Well, we don't keep the Sabbath day. We don't want to wear no fringes. We don't want to be in order. We don't understand what the man's saying according to his Bible. We just draw back. We just do our own thing. What we got coming according to verse 39?
We ain't got nothing coming. We ain't got nothing coming.
We ain't got nothing coming. See, when we get out of will of the Almighty, how much we got coming, Mother E?
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Just waiting on the fire. Mother E, close the statement until we get back on again tomorrow. What you got saying on your closing statement? Come on.
Thank you, praise Yahweh, for this class. Thank you, praise Yahweh, for this year. And thank you, and praise Yahweh, for technology. Because with this technology, I'm able to listen to the play. Thank you and praise you, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hey, that's Mother Z and Mother Z. I hear Mother Z back there. Let me tell you something, C-Ray. We come humble. We trying to help you, but it's up to you. We only can help ourselves. But we're going to tell you like it is. If you're not in order, you're going to lose. If you do anything contrary to what you just heard out of this lesson, contrary to it, you're going to lose. The man ain't going to get you. That's why he sent the last messenger to you, voices of the true Israelites, saying, get in order. Men, get in order. Women, get in order. Get these children in order. But all we're going to do is be in order. Mother D.F. Israel, what's going on over there in Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 down to verse 11? Can you help me out? What's going on with that verse? So we got to get in order. Yeah, what's going on in 9, verse 4 down to verse 11? Help me out there, Mother D.F. Israel.
Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 4 to 11, verse 4. And Yahweh said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Yagda Judah, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sight and that cry for all the abomination that be done in the midst thereof. Verse 5. And to the other He said, in mine hearing, go you after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, nor have you pity. Verse 6, slay utterly old and young, both maidens and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and began at my temple when they began at the ancient men which were before the temple. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, verse 11. Get down to verse 11. That's good enough. Get down to verse 11 behind that. So he said, listen, the one that can tell you you're out of order, them the one you put a mark on. The one that act like he don't see what's going on, he should let them just stay out there. Don't put no mark on you. Let's see, do the mental spirit, do they talk back to their mighty one? Let's see, do they have sass in their mouth? Verse 11,
Ezekiel 9, verse 11. And behold, the men's clothes with linen, which has the inkhorn by his side, report the matter, saying, I have done as you have commanded me.
Hey, that's something. You see the man is saying, see, you got to respond. Well, why God do this, why this, why you this, and why that? No, see, right here. Yahweh put leadership together. Yahweh takes leadership out. When you hear from leadership, you're going to say, okay, what you want me to do, it is done. I'll take care of that. That's what it's about. See, you want to get the mark of Yahweh, the seal of Yahweh. The only way you get the mark of the seal of Yahweh, you got to understand what the mark of Yahweh is. Isaiah tell you in 8:16 what it is. What did Isaiah say in 8:16 what it is? See, you want the seal of the Almighty. That's why, in case of man, hustling man, you got to lead by example according to the Bible. You got to let those that got zeal to make sure you use zeal the right way. He done told you what he wants to be done. Matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of there. Hold that form right there. Back up to Micah chapter 6 and 8. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good. But why don't you throw Micah 6 verse 8 in there? See, we don't know what we're going to say, but we know the mental spirit's going to do the talking. That's why you got to make sure you led by the mental spirit. What it says in Micah 8, verse 6.
Micah chapter 8. You said Micah chapter.
Yeah, 8,
verse 6.
Well, 6 verse 8. I don't say it now. Whatever I don't say it. Make it 6 verse 8. I don't know. I don't say it. Whatever I don't say it. Come on, put yourself there, Mother B.F. Israel. You know, I'm
Michael
getting nervous over here now. Give me something. Mike. What I need.
Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
Yeah, what it say?
He has shown thee, old man, what is good, and what doeth Yahweh require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humble with your Yahweh.
So he done showed us what's good. And then you put up there to Romans chapter 7, verse 12. See, listen, see, right. Do you understand? Sooner or later, you're going to recognize this 6 anointed camp have the word of Yahweh to help you, help yourself and your loved one. He done shows you what's good and what is good. Romans chapter 7, verse 12. What's good?
Romans chapter 7, verse 12. Wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteous, and the Torah instruction righteous and just and good.
That's right. The Torah instruction, see, right? You got to listen. If you're not keeping the Torah instruction, you ain't got no fringes on, you still out of order everywhere. Listen, all you got coming is some fire. Anytime you speak against the word of Yahweh, just get ready for a big belly full of fire. That's all you got coming. If you're out of oil, you got the fire coming. What it says in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16. And throw 20 in just to make it sound good. And throw 20 in just to make it sound good. 8:16 and throw 20 in just to make it sound good.
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 16 and verse 20. Verse 16, bind up the testimony, seal the covenant among my followers. Verse 20, to the Torah and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
If you don't speak according to this word, there ain't no light in you. What you mean, W.C.? Mm-hmm. What that mean? Ain't no light in there. Well, 1 John chapter 5:58. Let's go. We go see W.C.C. 500 million members. You don't know what the light is? You mean with 500 million members, you don't know what the light is? We'll show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 5:58. What the light is, that mother D.F. Israel? Let the W.C.C. know what the light is.
First John chapter 1, verse 5 through 8.
Let's talk about no light in them. So if you ain't got no light in you, let's find out what you're talking about that we can read. 1:5-8.
First John chapter 1, verses 5 to 8, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that Yahweh is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahweh the Son, His Son cleanseth us from all sin.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might precept that to 4, verse 19 and 20. 1 John 4, 19 and 20. You might get a precept out of that too, Mother D.F. Israel. And we go to Galatians 6, 17, and we'll get a closing statement. So, you know, everything that we're doing, you're going to be able to do it. But you got to let go that pride, the spirit, and understand it. It's rules and regulations. You got to play it. If you don't do it, you will never get the spirit. That's the sixth anointing
kingdom.
Mm. In 1 John 4, 19 and 20, what does it say?
1 John chapter 4, 19 and 20, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. Verse 20. If a man or woman say, I love Yahweh, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love Yahweh whom he has not seen?
Ain't that something? If you say you about to Yahweh and you got your brother, your sister around, and all you can do is talk like you drinking vinegar, you don't love nobody but Satan the devil. He say you are lying and cheating. That ain't. That's what Yahweh say. You ain't seen Yahweh, the clothes of Yahweh, you going to see it's the sixth and ninth chapter of voices of the two Israelites. And you can't buy for him. How you say you got some Yahweh in you and you got hatred for your brother and your sister? You out of order everywhere. What it says in 6:17, but let's find out about that mark and that sign and give me a closing statement in Galatians 6:17. What is that, Mother?
Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of Yahweh the Son.
Ain't that something? See that, Mother D.F. Israel? Now, what kind of clothes, David, you can come behind that with? You want the mark of Yahweh the Son and just keeping them fringes on, feast day, Sabbath day with a good spirit. If you ain't got that, you got the mark of Satan, the devil on you. What's the closing statement behind that, Mother B.F. Israel? You want a clock? Come on.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Verse 14. Wherefore he said, awake, you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Yahuwah the Son shall give you light. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now you can bet those seals grinning ear to ear. You hear the mother deliver that knockout blow, and that's how we operate in all six counts. You hear the knockout blow you just got through here. That's what it's all about, Steve, bro. You got to have the right spirit to take care of this man's business. Now, if you got any questions or comments that say anything we have said or what you had read, go to Power Talk. Get in there, come to the microphone, and speak on it. We'll catch you tomorrow night on this broadcast. Yahuwah be with you all and to my two brothers that's talking about all the this broadcast. I guess y'all got a whole big deal to talk about, don't you? Two of my brothers. Y'all need the word of Yahuwah some more. So we'll catch you all tomorrow. Yahuwah be with you all on this broadcast. Now it's time to go to Power Talk. To the mothers, Mother E, Z, and Mother D.F. Israel. Yahuwah be with you all. Catch you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on this broadcast. Shalom.
Beware, no time to spare, hoping you'll have